Welcome to the Print Pod. Nainama Basu and Snehesh Alex Philip, our senior associate editors, wrote an article titled "US Unlikely to Impose CATSA Sanctions on India for S-400, but Other Russian Deals Won't Be Easy." I'm Nidhima, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. President Joe Biden's administration is unlikely to sanction India under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, CATSA, for procuring the Russian S-400 air defense systems, sources told the print. The $5.3 billion S-400 Triumph missile systems deal will be in the spotlight during the India visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin on 6 December, during which he will hold summit talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The India-Russia annual summit will also see the coming together for the first time of the foreign and defense ministers of the two nations this year, as they plan to accord a special tag to the relationship, similar to what New Delhi has done with its Quad partners, US, Japan and Australia. The two sides are expected to sign a 10-year military technical agreement. The reciprocal exchange of logistics agreement is also ready to be inked, all red rags for Washington. While the US hasn't yet made its stand public on how it will deal with India on CATSA as far as S-400 is concerned, the Biden administration has told New Delhi during diplomatic dialogues that it is willing to grant a presidential waiver to India only for the S-400 deal as a one-time exception, the source said. Passed in August 2017, the CATSA provides for sanctions by the US against countries that do business with Moscow. However, the US expects India to continue working towards reducing its import dependence on Russia as far as procuring arms and equipment is concerned, the source said. According to the source, India was able to convince the US during the previous Donald Trump administration that it would go ahead with the S-400 deal. New Delhi was then assured of a waiver when then Defense Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met her American counterpart Jim Mattis during the inaugural round of India-US 2+2 talks held in September 2018, diplomatic sources said. Subsequently, in October 2018, India and Russia inked the S-400 deal. Sources in the Indian defense and security establishment said the CATSA issues has since come up for discussions with the US at multiple levels on several occasions, the last being the visit of US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in March this year. During these discussions, the Modi government explicitly told the Americans that not only does the deal predate CATSA, but also highlighted that this was an American law and not of the UN. The US has so far not made any official statement on imposing CATSA on India. The US has so far not made any official statement on imposing CATSA on India. Sources said the Biden administration won't jeopardize the growing India-US relations with such a move. According to sources, India has diversified its defense sourcing and a large number of American systems are also in service with the Indian forces, several in the pipeline. The big-ticket defense deals that the US is eyeing include the nearly $3 billion deal for armed drones and new fighters for both the Indian Air Force and the Navy. The Biden administration recognizes the fact that India is now one of its strategic allies and hence it will not rush into invoking CATSA for the S-400 deal, under which the first system is already getting delivered, said a second source. Last month, Russia's Federal Service for Military Technical Cooperation Director Dmitry Shogev told news agency Sputnik that the deliveries of the missiles are proceeding on schedule. "We have been very clear with our Indian partners about our concern over the system," Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said at a press briefing in November. During her maiden visit to India in October, US Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said, "The S-400 is dangerous for any nation's security interests. Between 2011-15 and 2016-20, India's arms imports saw a 33% drop, with sales from Russia hit the hardest. Moscow witnessed a 53% fall in its arms exports to India, even as the latter's imports from France saw an upswing, according to the latest data published by Swedish think tank SIPRI. P.S. Raghavan, former Indian ambassador to Russia, told the print that the Biden administration thinks quite differently on CATSA compared to the previous Trump regime. This could be seen in the case of Russia-Germany energy partnership under the Nord Stream 2 deal, where the US found a way to waive sanctions on Germany. In various parts of the US establishment, there is now a realization that CATSA has the potential to harm relationships, and they don't want to jeopardize those ties that have a strategic aspect to it, said Raghavan, who is also a former chairman of the National Security Advisory Board. The S-400 deal is done and dusted. There are reports that some demonstrative deliveries will happen before the summit, he said. There are reports of legislation in the works to exempt the Quad countries from CATSA sanctions. This would be in effect be a waiver through the back door if it goes through, because imposing sanctions means it stops the US from doing business with these countries, and they don't want to do that, Raghavan added. Most importantly, the US legislation, National Defense Authorization Act 2019, gives the US administration the power to waive sanctions on a number of strategic and national security considerations, which Biden can use, he added. On defense procurement, the US has invoked CATSA only against China and Turkey so far, but it has not been implemented against Turkey because the US can't stop doing business with a NATO partner, Raghavan said. At this stage, the discourse is not about a waiver of CATSA as a whole, but it is about not invoking CATSA for the S-400, he said, adding that larger issue of how we deal with the law when other significant defense transactions with Russia are contemplated will still have to be resolved. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.